The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI Live in 10 a.m.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well. 340 on the highway, friend. In Kapalooey. Super great price.
The best advice.
A huge selection. Sports nutrition. Earth proteins and vitamins. Health foods, organic grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price. The best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Thanks for joining us again today, because we've got an exciting show for you. Kind of a usual event every week. So scoot up to the phone. Whether hold your phone closer to your ear or not, because you get radiation poisoning. But we're here. We're going to talk about health and nutrition the natural way that holistic physicians talk about it. And we're going to share it all with you. And we're glad you joined us today.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and so grateful owners of Alive and Well, along with our wonderful son, Darren. And, you know, Alive and Well is amazing. All the different products, all the different formulations, all the organic, all the great prices, all the variety of incredible products you can't get anywhere else.
And about all of the one-on-one discussions, talks,
all of
sit
that.
Sit down and chat and
yes.
Discuss the whole health situation that's going on.
Yes, we in a very comfortable, beautiful sofa area, terrific comfort, etc. And remember that Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. We don't put people on medications or take them off medications. Doctors area. But we love to share great information with you about what doctors have learned about nutrition in clinical trials. They're facts. And we love to share that with you. And it never cost a dime, never has, never will. And you can call that 877-4950. Easy to remember, 4950. 877-4950. Set up a time with Dennis or with me. So we're not with somebody else or doing something else. If you set up a time, then we can be there one-on-one with you sharing that information.
And that means you are the focus of the sit-down, of the conversation. It's all about what you want to talk about and your health or someone else's health, whatever the situation might be. As Mona said, we're not doctors. We don't play doctor. But we do give you information from holistic doctors that we've accumulated over 55 years of being in the business.
That's right. Absolutely so. And it's great and wonderful and lovely to share with you. We're very fortunate and blessed to be able to do that. And again, talk about a blessing, the broth cafe at Alive and Well. Broad spectrum broth. Broth can never say it all, but it's all amazing. And we're very grateful every single day of our lives for the local organic farmers here in Maui, because we get all that beautiful produce brought into us every single day, and high concentration juices from those vegetables, etc.
It's a real brotherhood.
That's, I never thought of that.
Yeah.
That's okay. You can call it a sister brotherhood too. Okay. get in the girls.
All
okay.
Right.
But you're very good at brotherhood and all the different recipes and all the. You know, we don't impose certain things at all upon you, whether you're vegan or vegetarian or not vegetarian. You want to have wild fish, organic chicken, meats, turkeys, whatever. All of those choices are there at the fabulous Broth Cafe. Your air conditioning, your seating, the big marble bar where you can all sit down. And we're not talking about martinis. We are talking about healthy, wondrous foods and drinks.
And in all your ecstasy of enjoying your lunch, there's no dancing on the bar.
No dancing, but I have more material today about how therapeutic dance really is, and I'm hoping this time it might filter into Dennis's brain.
Why did I bring that up?
And because it's actually
Why did I even talk about dancing?
And it was in a book called The Brain Cure, and dancing they considered was a major part of the brain cure. So anyhow, besides that, but you'll feel like dancing, okay? You will feel like dancing, and that's guaranteed.
Well, I feel like it all the time.
Yes, and the wonderful food choices,
but
the incredible
happens,
prices.
I feel it, but I don't, can't do it. I don't know what the problem is. Anyhow, folks, we're dancing in health.
Yes, we're dancing in health, but you
know, exuberant new health that your body regenerates on a regular basis if you don't screw it up. If you're feeding yourself all the chemicals and all the trash that's on regular food, keep in mind there are 60,000 chemicals in our environment which weren't here in our environment in 1945. At the end of World War II is when the chemical industry took off. And it's just more chemicals every year, and they're all going to be the answer to the life's dilemma. But unfortunately, they've accumulated considerably in our food, water, and air. And what we have to do, what you might want to do, is to get pure food and pure water. Those two things you can get at Alive and Well.
Right, and you know, you brought up the topic, and I wasn't even going to bring it up this week because we have so much important material, but this, I can't let it go because you brought up, you talk about making you want to dance and all the things you brought up about dancing.
Oh, you have to go on
well,
about
this. Well, yeah, in the Brain Health Guide, a doctor's brain health guide, this is the topic, and this is how they back it up. This is what their subject is, dance your way to a smarter brain. Okay?
So what are you
telling
me?
I'm reading what the doctors say.
What is the personal message?
Here's the person
you're giving me.
I want to say this before I quote them. When I grew up, and that was pretty close to when you grew up, there was never considered a greater genius. We all kind of, oh my God, we were in awe every time we heard the name. Albert Einstein, okay? Albert Einstein.
Was he a dancer?
I don't know about that aspect.
Uh-huh.
But what the here's
so maybe so I have some good about, company on my side.
So when you're hearing about the name Albert Einstein, you know there's a lot that backs that up. So a study that's a medical study from Albert Einstein College of Medicine, reported in the New England Journal of Medicine. That's a medical journal from a New England journal, highly respected.
I'm with them.
Dance is a powerful way to improve brain health. Did you hear it?
So are crossword puzzles, and you're not moving your rear end at all. You're sitting there.
They're saying it way outplays the dance. Okay, research focused on the effect of dancing on the brain. It measured factors such as memory, a sense of well-being, serotonin, and stress level. The study showed that while exercise is good for your overall health, only one exercise. The study included other exercises like swimming and biking and cognitive exercise like crossword puzzles.
All right.
But only one exercise had the biggest impact when it came to improving overall cognitive skills. That exercise, the doctor said, is frequent dancing. And here they said it right here. I have to say it. Your brain should tango. This is what they said.
Are you
scientists
quoting this?
I'm quoting it.
Word for word.
Word for word.
Okay.
Scientists found that dancing combines many beneficial facets as we age, including recreational benefits, creative thinking. Dancing holds clues to health benefits such as stress reduction, increased serotonin, and love of life. It turns out dancing incorporates, you got to hear who this is, incorporates simultaneous brain functions like rational thinking, keeping step with your partner, musical sense, emotional well-being. How does dancing actually improve brain health? Dr. Joseph Coyle, Harvard Medical School psychiatrist, commented on the study, and the cerebral cortex and hippocampus of our brains are very elastic, which means they rewire themselves after each use. Dancing rewires the brain. They go on and on and on and on and on. And they say the studies say that all the areas of the brain are most affected and helped by dancing. And they talk about tango. And the more it goes on and on.
Is there any quote there from Gene Kelly?
These dancing shoes. Off the dancing shoes and get going, say the doctors.
Did Fred Astaire enter into this conversation?
Fred Astaire was the conversation. Okay?
Okay.
So just remember that. when you bring up dancing again, okay?
Oh, all right.
All right?
All right.
So, on with the story here.
Oh, you expect me to come up to the have an intelligent conversation? No, I'm stymied because I don't
Gary
dance.
Has his work right now. He has to have the mic, instead of tuned into your mouth, tuned into your feet, tapping on top of the desk. Because if you remember Fred Astaire and all, and if you remember Gene Kelly and all that, they danced on top of tables. This is a shiny, smooth table. Put your shoes are good. Get on top here and dance. Gary's going to have the mic attached to your
feet.
But
I don't have taps on my shoes.
Gary knows what to do with that. He's a pro.
I can take off my shoes and maybe let's get on with the
show. Let's get on. Well, there's very big and important information. And I would you do the first page of this and then give me the second? This is Dr. Mercola. Okay?
Dr. Mercola.
And he's reporting. He only reports the medical studies.
Okay, here we go, folks. This is part of the show. This is the part where we're quoting. We're not quoting. We are reporting what doctors say about health, okay? All the different facets of health. The World Health Organization Cancer Agency predicts that there will be a 77% rise in incidence of cancers by 2050.
77%
increase
and
in
they
cancer
give you the
by
reasons.
2050. I wonder why that would be.
He quotes the clinical
could
trials
all
that
the,
support.
Could it be all the chemicals and all the junk that's in them? Let's find out. Okay, the World Health Organization, International Agency for Research on Cancer, estimates that more than 35 million new cancer cases will be in effect by 2050. This represents a 77% increase from the estimated 20 million cancer cases that occurred in 2022. World Health Organization blamed the rising cancer rates on an aging population. There's always been an aging population.
No, tell me about it. You think I don't know about
this?
They're
blaming it on the aging population?
I know about this aging population sitting in the chair.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's an old chair.
Don't tell me about the chairs. Go into the Mercola's report on the medical studies.
Here we go. I this kind of statement aggravates me no end because there's always been old people.
Okay.
The World Health Organization says this, and they, you know, the World Health Organization.
Very famous.
Okay?
Yes.
They blame the rising cancer rate on an aging population.
Yeah. Right.
Get out of here. Along with tobacco and alcohol, obesity, and exposure to air pollution.
Yes.
And water pollution.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes, go ahead.
World Health Organization ignored the emergency of rapid-growing turbo cancers in people who have received one or more COVID-19 shots.
Turbid cancer.
Okay?
That's a very important.
Now, where do those shots come from? The scientific community.
Yes.
If you doubt the health benefits of the COVID-19 shot, you ain't science, Jack.
Go ahead.
Let's go on. And going on to the next paragraph, many of these cancers, they say, are showing up in young people, many under age 30, and no family history of cancer previously. Treatment protocols are available to help recover from post-jab injury, post-inoculation injuries.
That's right.
Like myocarditis. 14-year-old kids.
Dying of heart attacks because myocarditis is an inflammation of the heart muscle.
Absolutely.
Even in young athletes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
14-year-old children are dropping dead on the playground from myocarditis.
Yes, because it's
but they
one
don't
of
go
the
into all the history of that, the COVID history of that person. The World Health, going back to the article, the World Health Organization's International Agency for Research on Cancer, that sounds pretty impressive, released a daunting prediction of the global cancer burden. They estimate that more than 35 million new cancer cases in 2050, a 77% increase from the estimated 20 million cancer cases that occurred in 2022.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And the Food and Drug Administration and the World Health Organization and you name the government bureaucrat doesn't say no more chemicals, no more trash in the air, no more trash in the food. Let's get back to real food. No synthetics. No getting rid of the nutrients in food and replacing it with texturizers and flavorings and colorings.
They were talking about, and doctor, you have to realize one thing about Dr. Mercola. He quotes only, and he has all the quotes of the clinical trials, medical trials that were done. That's it. He's not just doing opinion. Okay. That year, the cancer estimates, best sources of data available in countries around the world, an estimated 20 million new cancer cases and nearly 10 million new deaths right after the COVID shots that became worldwide.
Right.
And they said after these shots, the new cancer, lung cancer was the most common, female breast cancer, colorectal cancer, prostate cancer, stomach cancer.
Following the inoculation.
Yes, following the and lung cancer and colorectal cancer accounted for the second and third most diagnosed types and caused the most deaths among women. However, for men, since this occurred, prostate and colorectal cancers were second and third most common, and liver and colorectal cancer, second and third most common deaths. They go on and on, as noted. Dr. Mercola is noting this. By Canadian oncologist, that's a medical cancer specialist, and cancer researcher Dr. William Mackis. These cancers are showing up in young people under age 30 with no family history. They go on and on and on, and they call them turbo cancers caused by those who have received one or more COVID shots.
You know,
this is just beyond anything, and it's just beyond.
What is going on now? What is going on now is a review. Holistic physicians are going back and reviewing all the previous inoculations.
That's right.
How effective were they really? Was the polio vaccine really the cause of dropping in polio cases? Or did the polio vaccine kill other hundreds of people, thousands of people as well? And now they want to do a measles vaccine.
Right.
And you got a flu vaccine.
And I want you to finish this, because they give the reason why they think this is occurring. And I want you to finish this, okay?
Sure.
Dr. Stephanie Senoff, a senior research scientist at Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT. This is what she says, okay? She says that these COVID shots, synthetic they go on a very fancy word. She said Senoff predicted the shots cause a rise in prion diseases, autoimmune diseases, and neurodegenerative. Could you read that paragraph that she's saying here?
You bet.
According to research,
I sure can.
Massachusetts Institute of Technology scientist.
And this is a Dr. Senoff?
Yeah, Dr. Senoff, we're reporting that. Go right ahead.
And she predicted the shots will cause a rise in prion diseases, autoimmune diseases, neurodegenerative diseases at younger ages, and blood disorders and heart failure. And one of the primary reasons for this is because these inoculations genetically manipulated the RNA, the ribonucleic acid, in the shots with synthetic methyl pseudouridine, which enhances RNA stability by inhibiting its breakdown. But when substituting parts of the code in this way, the resulting protein can easily get misfolded. And this is linked to a variety of chronic diseases, including Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, and heart failure. Gee, the leading causes of the whole, those are the three major causes of death to begin with. As explained by Mackis, the pseudouridine insertion also suppresses your innate immune surveillance by dampening the activity of toll-like receptors, and one downstream effect of that is reduced cancer surveillance. The more mRNA shots you take, say the doctors, the greater the immune system damage, the greater your risk of impaired cancer surveillance, and hence the greater your risk of turbo cancer, says Dr. Mackis.
Very important points.
Let me just say a word, if I may. I forget what I was going to say.
Okay, but that's very good. You need to dance more, dear.
I guess
it works
I do.
For the brain, okay?
But
along with brain power and the super pure omega-3s and acetyl carnitine and all that, you need to dance more, dear.
But what is incredible is that people like
Dr. Mercola.
Mercola.
Yes.
Are cast aside as not real doctors.
Okay, and he's so real, and he's quoting medical clinical trials only top researchers and scientists, and only the most respected.
And the fact that the World Health Organization, the Food and Drug Administration, all the different three-letter acronyms for medical science have deliberately not investigated any of this article.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Okay. So we have to, you know, we have to take control of our, take back your health, you know, and take control of it. And when you're thinking of taking back your health, I have to just applaud Dr. David Brownstein, MD, and the very famous Jonathan Wright, MD, head of Tahoma Clinic, writing their book, Drugs That Don't Work, Natural Therapies That Do, and all clinical case background. They say actual case studies and medical trials.
Beautiful.
And here they, I'm quoting them. This is not Mona, this is not Dennis. A recent study in the British Medical Journal found that several NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs that you can get for pain in any market, drugstore, etc., are associated with an increased risk of heart attacks, and then they quote the clinical trial. The following medications were found to increase the risk of heart attacks. Voltaren, a 55% increase in heart attacks.
And that's to
ibuprofen, 24% increase. Naproxen, 32% increase in heart attacks by what you think are innocuous, even given to children.
And they're given by doctors. And so it has a great confidence. People respect and have confidence in their doctor.
Right. And also they're available for anyone and anything in the drugstores.
And they have baby's edition of these things.
They do. And here the doctors are listening. Excuse me. The doctors are listening. Adverse effects of the NSAIDs and reported here by Dr. David Brownstein with Jonathan Wright, okay? Adverse effects of NSAIDs, as with most medications that poison enzymes or block receptors, there are multiple adverse effects of these NSAIDs. And these are some, only some, of the adverse effects. Would you read the sum of the adverse side effects right there in that big block?
Gotcha.
In that big block right there.
Holy mackerel, that's quite a list.
Redo the list.
Wow. Okay. This is adverse effects of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs as written by the doctors previously mentioned. Bleeding, constipation, decreased appetite, depression, diarrhea, dizziness, drowsiness, edema, fluid retention, headache. You're taking a painkiller and you're getting a headache.
That's right. There you go. Boy, that's really...
Baby.
Double whammy. More than a double whammy.
And an increased risk of heart attacks.
Heart by 55, 35. You read all the list that these drugs do.
Kidney failure.
Yeah. Leading cause of liver failure. Remember, that's been known for many, 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 many years, the leading cause of liver failure and kidney failure.
Leaky gut syndrome, liver failure. Your liver failure.
Goodbye.
You're gone.
You got to deliver the liver, as I always say.
That's
deliver the liver.
No, they don't mention using NAC. They don't mention
pain power, the natural combination that everybody's been online and so thrilled that it's back in because it stopped it with no side effects, no animals, no
reducing
anything like that.
Reducing the very basic cause of all disease.
And no allergens,
Reducing the cause of all disease
with nutrients.
Which is inflammation.
Inflammation with all nutrients.
Okay, let me go on.
Here's the list.
Adverse effects of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Nausea, liver failure, poor healing, rash, reduced blood flow to the kidneys.
Oh, mama.
Reduce action of diuretics, shortness of breath, sleep disturbance, ulcers, and just for good old time's sake, vomiting.
Ulcers, that's right, one of the main, you know, that's really nice to try to live.
And these are all pushed by the drug cartel as pain relievers and the answer to all your health problems with the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug, which causes all of these symptoms. Mama, please.
Yeah, and you know, and even given, just as you said, Jen, even given to children, and just so toxic and terrible. And of course, they make the point here, Dr. Wright and Dr. David Brownstein, things that you should do to help avoid that inflammation. He says one of the most important things that you can do, which have a profound anti-inflammatory effect on the body, are the super pure fish oils containing the anti-inflammatory fatty acids EPA and DHA. The higher, the better. These agents, says the doctors, have, and they quote the clinical trials, have been found to reduce inflammatory prostaglandins. And good sources of EPA and DHA include molecularly distilled fish oils, just as we've said, so many oil, okay?
That's our super pure omega-3.
That's exactly. And had they significantly reduced pain and stiffness and osteoarthritis, great for the brain, great for the eyesight. Many studies show the anti-inflammatory benefits of the super pure omega-3 fatty acids for rheumatoid arthritis sufferers. They have a whole list of clinical trials on that. These omega-3s, EPA, DHA, have been shown to help improve the stiffness and the grip strength. Their use, and the doctors go on, just turning that page, has been found to decrease swelling in the joints and lower the pain. Then they go on about systemic enzymes. Now, what is one of the main combinations in pain power?
The formulation itself is unique and wondrous and singular unto itself. There's nothing like it on the market. It is curcumin, which is an extract of turmeric. Keep in mind, folks, turmeric contains curcumin. But you can take turmeric up the nose and you're not going to get much curcumin. Turmeric is effective in many instances. But the amount of curcumin, which is the active ingredient in turmeric, is not even 2%. The curcumin content of pain power, for instance, excuse me, the content of curcumin and pain power is 2,000% greater than that found in turmeric. And combine that with, as holistic formulators have done for our product, combine that with the ability of natokinase and serratiopeptidase peptidase and other enzymes. There's about 6 or 7 different components in every capsule of pain power. All of them ACEs, all of them are enzymes, all of them reduce fire, which is what? Inflammation. What causes what's the source of all disease is chronic inflammation. Say all physicians, holistic and non-holistic. It's inflammation that burns up the very important connective components that make up a human cell and a natural reaction in your brain or your eyes or your heart or anywhere in your body. They're consumed by heat, excessive heat brought on by inflammation. Well, the pain power puts out the fire.
That's right.
That's as simple as that.
Yeah,
no, put out the inflammation.
Yeah, and you know,
stopping the pain, stopping the discomfort, and preventing the further development of what can be a more painful situation.
And you know, I don't want to leave that topic without another wondrous doctor, Mark McCosey, an MD and a PhD, canceled cures, how they fought against letting people know about the truth about cures. And he makes endless points here about Tylenol. He says it's his labeling on Tylenol and quoting clinical trials. It says right here, a recent British study found that Tylenol use increases the risk of high blood pressure, heart attack, stroke, kidney disease, and gastrointestinal bleeding. He says Tylenol, says this is a doctor, we've said it, is also the leading cause of toxic liver failure in the U.S.
Oh, mama.
I've said that. It's been known for many years, and it increases the risk. Listen to this. It increases the risk of premature death by 60%.
Get out.
That's right here.
Unbelievable.
Increases the risk of premature death.
And they have babies
by
Tylenol.
60%. Overall, says Dr. McCosey, MD, PhD, Tylenol is a metabolic poison that interferes with production of glutathione, a vital antioxidant throughout the cells of the body. Okay, and glutathione, as you've often pointed out, is how the body fights all inflammatory conditions.
That's right.
It's absolutely critical.
And how do you get glutathione? How do you increase your glutathione production?
NAC is very...
According to holistic physicians, okay, it's vitamin C and NAC,
right,
the amino acid.
And you know one of the important things, which is what you knew when you had the top specialists put together Pain Power, because Dr. McCosey goes right on to say that it's critically important to get Boswellia serrata. And he says, it's an ancient Ayurvedic help, the most successful, so of course he gives all the background, it reduces pain associated with rheumatoid arthritis, degenerative, and curcumin, the active ingredient which reduces pain and inflammation. Just interesting, because those are two of the three big, the huge players that are in Pain Power.
That's right.
And the high absorption curcumin, which everybody asks you about, okay? And that is so important, right?
Absolutely, honey.
Yeah.
So. I mean, the Pain Power was designed, created by holistic biochemists and physicians. And it's phenomenal in what it does. It's all healthy components, all anti-inflammatory, all natural neutralizers of any kind of irregular cellular dysfunction.
You know, it's amazing, the wonderful and incredible natural, wonderful substances that can do everything you need and not do the terrible destruction of all of these drugs and all. Because, you know, there's so much news that comes out, and I'm very grateful again to all of these doctors reporting the clinical trials, like Mark McCosey, MD, PhD, and talking about.
And don't forget Jonathan Wright.
Jonathan Wright, absolutely.
Right.
Jonathan Wright is okay.
The Tahoma Clinic in Washington.
That's exactly right. How he talks about, they're very, very, very against the SSRIs, antidepressants, because of their causing of stroke, brain damage, and death.
Mm-hmm.
Good gosh. And instead of the nutrients. And he says, a recent study of 4 million South Koreans found that those who combine any antidepressant with NSAIDs, painkillers,
non-steroidal
antidepressant with that,
right,
had a staggering 60% chance of bleeding inside their skull.
Oh, mama.
So nobody has told that.
No.
Nobody's told that. Oh, just take one of the acetaminophen you get in the drugstore. 60% increased chance of bleeding inside their skull when you took an antidepressant with an NSAID. Unbelievable. And then he goes on with more stuff. Okay.
And where is the FDA?
And they brain damage and everything. Breast cancer. Listen to this. Research shows 70% of cancerous breast tumor increase in size when estrogen levels rise. Paxil, the antidepressant, was found to have an estrogen effect on the body. So, and the Paxil increased a woman's risk of breast cancer and heart problems. The doctor says, I reported on research showing that the SSRIs, that's the antidepressants,
selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor.
Good for you, dear. And Lexapro were linked to dangerous heart rhythm abnormalities and were known for decades that older types of antidepressants called tricyclics, norpramin is the most common, cause sudden cardiac death. Well, that's pretty as far as you can go. You can't really go farther than sudden cardiac death.
And I want you to know, folks, just to reiterate what we've said earlier several times, this isn't Mona's imagination.
No.
This is actual scientific, proven by holistic physicians and regular physicians as well, and biochemists. This is what the true, the real drug side effects are.
That's
and
right.
And the FDA says, oh, thank you, but
And you know, the very reason you say, but gee, I need it for my depression. And here's what the doctors are reporting right here, okay,
mm-hmm,
from the book. There is evidence linking antidepressant use to anxiety, psychosis, and mania. And the doctor says, as I wrote before, quote, antidepressant drugs shut down brain connectivity within 3 hours.
What?
That's what he says, quote, research shows that a single dose of an SSRI reduces connectivity to the brain, meaning these drugs create an emotionally blunted lobotomy, like effect in people. And this is, again, we're talking Mark McCosey, MD and PhD. Okay, medical doctor and scientist reporting on the clinical trials. You, just within a few hours of taking that, shuts off the brain connection. Remember the word lobotomy from many years ago, Dan?
I sure do.
And absolutely. I don't mean, it's something you do like being a corpse, walking around in a coma, lobotomy. Okay. And then he goes on and on about nature's answer to depression, and he has page after page that vitamin D3 of 10,000 units a day is one of the most powerful. He reports the clinical trials, and he reports clinical trials on vitamin D3 at 10,000 units, okay, has reduced depression, on and on and on. Vitamin D supplementation at depression at the 10,000 units, and the super pure omega-3 fatty acid reduced brain inflammation and neurosis and all of that. Okay.
Dr. Whitaker said years ago, you take the super pure omega-3 fish oils, and you get 3,000 milligrams a day, or 3 grams a day, and you give your brain a perfect lubrication.
Lube job for the platelets. More blood flow.
And your eyes, and your heart, and your arteries, and your capillaries, and your veins, and it reduces inflammation.
Exactly,
which is
darling.
Fire in every cell in your body.
That's right.
Okay?
And he goes on that the importance here in all the different studies showing that high dosage, I recommend, he says, the high quality B vitamin complex, high dosage of all of these B vitamins, which improves, have many brain benefits, including preventing and reversing dementia and age-associated brain changes. And the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition report that in elderly adults, high B vitamin intake protected against depressive symptoms. Journal of Psychopharmacology found all of that, that high B vitamins improve treatment and outcome in depression. And another research published in the Journal of Clinical Psychiatry. That's a medical psychiatrist journal.
Right.
A direct correlation between the severity of anxiety and high levels of EPA and DHE levels lowered all of those anxieties, etc. That's the super pure omega.
Where do you get the high B complex? In the Healthy One multiple vitamin.
Would you talk about that, please?
It's an incredible formula. Folks, multiple simply means more than one. When you buy there's a dozen or 100 different formulations of multiple vitamins, and the very name implies you're going to get something really good. Well, you got to read the label, folks, because most multiple vitamins give you the recommended daily allowance. What is that? That used to be called the minimum daily requirement, but the recommended daily allowance is a new term created by the FDA and the drug cartel. Don't want to get too many good vitamins. Don't want to get too many because too much is too much. Look out, look out, look out. Don't take those vitamins. Careful. Take the drugs instead. Well, folks, with a Healthy One, you get an optimal amount of nutrients with every capsule. And you can take one or two capsules a day, depending on what your health challenge is or your health status is. You can take it with food, ideally, because then it's combined with the food in your belly, and it's combined with different enzymes and digestive functions in your body, readily absorbed, maximally absorbed and utilized. But it's giving you the optimal amount of opportunities for good health, health building and health generating, and a skip in your step, and a brighter outlook on life, and
benefit. And you know, just like you have said,
you don't give, in whatever you do in your life, you don't give the minimum. You don't give enough just to get by. You give an optimum level of effort, whether it's mental or physical effort, or a maximal, depending on the situation. but you're not going to be able to sustain a maximal or optimal with the minimum, say, holistic physicians, okay?
Right.
So give yourself a break. Use the nutrients, as these doctors Mona's reading about here now. Give your body the opportunity to create optimal levels of health. And you do that with the right nutrition and stop eating the junk.
Right. And you know, they make this point about it's critically, serotonin is critical for all brain function, for feeling good, for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, and they both are saying here, we're again quoting over here, rather Mark McCosey, PhD, DN, medical doctor on clinical trials. Researchers brought up the very good point that the brain needs essential fatty acids and vitamin D3 supplementation to support normal production of serotonin. But drugs like SSRIs act by, quote, blocking the
reuptake inhibitors.
By blocking the reuptake of serotonin back into brain cells. And as I said before, McCosey said, drugs that chemically block normal metabolic processes are a bad bet. Whether it's a statin drug that blocks normal cholesterol or a bone density drug that blocks and kills normal bone cells or an SSRI that blocks the reuptake of serotonin. Using drugs that, quote, block normal functions don't follow a normal or natural path to good health. Blockers belong on a football team, but not in your body. The doctor says, I'm much more inclined to recommend nutrients that support normal function so the body can preserve and restore normal health. And then he talks about the essential fatty acids and the anti-inflammatory compounds, etc. So that's really critically important, and I just applaud these doctors for the courage that they've had to redo of this report, and even in the kind of, it goes on and on about vitamin D3 and all that it does and all the different contingents, all the different ones. They talk about, and he recommends the 10,000 units a day, okay, and talks about surgery. Study found that lung transplant patients with low D levels at the time of surgery had a death rate 5 times higher compared to people with normal D3 levels.
Well, normal
500%, and he says 10,000 units a day.
Yeah.
And he goes on to say 500% higher death rate without it.
And normal vitamin D3 levels in people's blood generally is recognized to be 30 nanograms or less per liter. What you need is, say, holistic physicians, is 60, 70, 80, 90, or 100 nanograms levels in your bloodstream at all times. And what does that do? Well, Dr. Siegel said on television, I've said this several times, but let me repeat it one more time. Dr. Siegel, I was watching the TV news in March of 2020, 4 years ago. I was watching the news, and there was an announcer said, we have Dr. Siegel is going to tell us about COVID-19 and all the dangers with COVID-19. Well, that COVID-19 in 2020 was disaster. Everybody in the Orient was dying of this virus. So Dr. Siegel comes on and says, what you've got to do is increase your nutrient level, because you were born with an innate immune function. Drugs, yeah, but you are given an innate immune function. And the drugs neutralize your body's ability to defend itself. Your body becomes dependent upon the drug. But the drugs are not being effective. The drugs are creating myocarditis. The drugs are creating all kinds of terrible side effects, which are killing people by the thousands, okay, with the COVID vaccine. So he said, what you have to do is fortify what you have. And the announcer says, how do we do that? He says, take quercetin. What's quercetin? Quercetin is an anti-inflammatory. Quercetin decongests the lungs. If you recall, they were putting people on air pumps, pumping air into their lungs because they couldn't breathe. Well, then they were killing thousands of people by doing that. It says your body knows how to defend itself, give it the raw materials it needs to create an immune system. that is the vitamin C and the quercetin and the vitamin D3. And as this article just, Mona was talking about earlier, is 10,000 units a day.
That's okay. what they put in their books.
But the drug cartel says, oh, gosh, don't take that much. You never know what's going to happen.
Bull, bull, bull.
And but with the vitamin D at 10,000 units, you create an immune system.
That's right.
And what he went on to say is you create natural killer cells.
Right.
And the interviewer got it all screwed up in his head. He says, I don't want to die. I don't want to kill anything killing
kills
in my body.
Kills the bad guys and lets the great guys prosper.
Okay.
The good guys
and
prosper.
Dr. Siegel said, look, they're killer cells because they kill all viruses.
Bacteria,
and is COVID-19 a virus?
Cells.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But you create killer cells by taking the right nutrients and eliminating the trash from your diet.
Right.
Creating more natural killer cells. And you have an immune system.
Right.
Which knocks out the viruses and the bacteria and the yeast and the fungus and the heart disease and the cancer.
And you know, the doctors are going on to say, with so much to, and then we want to cover everything in the world, but they talk about, everybody gets concerned about the thyroid gland because it's so much to do with so many different functions. And the doctors are saying that toxic foods cause a release of histamine, which is that inflammatory, that's what's in allergies and in asthma, histamine, and inflammatory chemicals that activate your fight or flight response. Foods made with these inflammatory chemicals includes most processed, they say, and fast food. Examples include, just as you've said, Dennis, that's my quote putting in there, cottonseed oil, corn oil, canola oil. All of these oils inhibit, say the doctors, adrenal hormone synthesis.
All vegetable oils.
All of those bad guys.
All safflower, soy, corn, canola,
just
sesame,
like, yes,
peanut, ad infinitum.
Just like those things.
Oils.
Okay. Create
inflammation.
Okay.
And inflammation is the source of all dis-ease.
Right.
All dis-ease is disease.
That's right. They go on and, so much of these, the foods that they include here show how toxic they are over there. And the nutrients that they recommend and, again, give clinical trials to support are ashwagandha. I don't know why I keep wanting to say ashwagandha. Ashwagandha. It's with a W, not a V.
You say
helps
so
your body.
Well.
Okay. And then they do the clinical trials.
You
helps
love to say ashwagandha.
Ashwagandha.
I think it just saying the word puts one at ease.
It does.
Relaxes
it really is a beautiful word. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Ashwagandha helps your body adapt to stress, say the physicians, by balancing your immune system, metabolism, and hormonal systems. The root, ashwagandha, contains the highest concentration of active ingredients that modulate hormones. Interesting, including
Interesting.
The thyroid hormone.
Right.
Rhodiola, with an RH.
Uh-huh.
Has been shown to be particularly beneficial for your nervous system. It has antidepressant, anti-anxiety benefits and can help reduce symptoms of burnout associated with work stress. Its energy and vitality boosting effects have clear benefits for those struggling with chronic fatigue. As an added boon, it's fast acting. Rhodiola, R-H-O-D-I-O-L-A.
Major anti-stress.
That's right. And, you know, he goes on to say, too, that he likes Panax ginseng and Siberian ginseng. He loves the ginseng's impact on what it has on the... And, you know, your adrenals work in tandem with your thyroid. But buddies, right, dear? And, okay, so they call it the thyroid function presents adrenal fatigue as dysfunction of one. Dr. Jinan Jawad, a specialist in functional medicine, describes your adrenals as the battery backup. You know that about
extra
cars.
Extra charge, yeah.
Very good. Where do they get the word battery backup for your thyroid? Battery backup,
well,
quote,
the
quote.
Battery in an automobile or a light bulb, a flashlight, the battery is what brings on the light. It's electricity.
A backup. It's a backup. A power backup, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I never heard that word.
It's a power source.
Oh, I love it. See, I learn something by car specialists every day that can tell me those things.
Yeah. I'm a little glad you have such an open mind.
I have an open mind to
You really are a mechanic at heart.
I think I took the wrong profession, right?
Well,
or a dance
teacher.
You're
using your mechanic sensitivities in creating a new physiognomy of the human body.
I think I should have been a dance teacher. Martha Graham told me that many times.
I wish you had been that.
I know.
You could teach me how to dance.
Okay.
But when I hold you in my arms, I can't dance.
Ah, we could go on, but let's finish this. Okay. So Dr. Jinan Jawad, he says, if your adrenals are overtaxed, your thyroid function will suffer. If you're that's low thyroid, and you have toxic hormone replacement therapy, like those toxic drugs we've talked about, you should be shutting down too much cortisol. So so the doctor recommends avoiding adrenal stimulators, such as refined sugars, high fructose corn syrup, artificial sweeteners, nicotine and alcohol, and any food you have a sensitivity to, and seed oils, okay? High in omega-6 linoleic, just like you've been saying, dear, we were saying before, okay?
Say holistic physician, and other doctors don't want to hear this because they have a campaign to eradicate butter and olive oil and avocado oil, but you've got to follow the drug concept, the drug mentality, all right? The whole cholesterol fairy tale is just as phony as the COVID-19 fairy tale, say holistic physicians, all righty? But by using butter and ghee.
Organically raised butter, right?
Yeah.
The Irish,
ghee and first-pressed virgin organic olive oil and first-pressed virgin avocado oil and coconut oil, and fish oil, you give your body the anti-inflammatory benefits, which help to do what? Put out the fires.
Right.
And allow your body to perform as it's designed to perform.
Okay. And, talk about putting out the fires. Every Wednesday at Alive and Well, we concentrate on putting out the fires and giving the joy. And that is every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. In every day, every Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., Nora, our great juice director at Alive and Well, she's sampling our fresh organic juices and organic smoothies, all full of the organic ingredients that get you energy to get through your day. You can pick out the samples. They're all pouring out for you, the wonderful smoothies, the incredible organic juices.
They're all delicious.
I love all the greenies.
And Nora also does.
And you can also sample our delicious smoothies every Wednesday from 11 to 2 p.m. It's all out there for you. Go ahead.
And if you want to do a juice fast, if you want to do a juice cleanse, speak with Nora. She's an expert in how holistic nutrient juices really rebuild your entire body. So it's a major, major, major improvement in your health agenda. Talk with Nora. And she's there every day. But if you want to talk to her on Wednesday as you're coming in for your samples, free samples, talk to her then about how to go on to a juice fasting program to really cleanse and detox.
Okay, and talking about cleanse and detox and uplift and have a wonderful quality of life, come to Alive and Well. And again, not promoting ourselves in that sense, not doctors, don't pretend to be, don't put people on or off medications, doctor's area. But again, if you want to sit and talk, we'd love to sit and talk with you. Never a charge. You're not under obligation, but it's beautiful, it's comfortable, it's wonderful time together. We share that information with you. Set up a time so we're not with someone else or we're not there for some reason or doing something else. 877-4950 to set up a time with Mona or Dennis. Okay, your choice, it's up to you. And we'd love to sit one-on-one with you, but set up a time. In addition, that's 877-4950. All of our services there. You can have all of the things made for you. All prepared if you want to get a whole bunch of smoothies, juices, or the organic juices or the foods to take out, anything, or any one of our services. We ship, we mail, anything like that. It's all available at 877. Just set up that, get any service like that.
877-4950.
Easy to remember. 4950. You can remember that. We are there for you.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time
that optimum health is alive and well.
in Kahului.
Aloha.